Hello?
That was weird. Yeah, I heard we've been kicked from this conference and it hung up. I apologize.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, yeah,
okay,
but none of that would be applicable if your girlfriend built the site on your domain and then we just use the site that we're using temporarily. Then once the site she built launches and we take our site off of Google and Facebook and all the directories and the mobile platform and we just start promoting the site she's building, then if you ever were to cancel, you just continue with whoever you have the site through and you pay them hosting. You wouldn't have to pay it to us, right? But if you wanted one of our sites, which is similar to the example that I showed you, which are the highly rankable sites, you know, built by the Google certified technicians, then you could, you know, keep that for $29 monthly for the hosting.
And yeah, the one I have it with right now, I have it right now is GoDaddy.
I see that. Yep. When I put it in to look at it, it says it's under construction, but it says it's a GoDaddy domain. So I see that.
Okay. She's trying to tell me, we wouldn't be able to do this on Monday. She's trying to ask me to wait till Wednesday.
Because the 249 is available on Wednesday, or why is she thinking Wednesday?
She says because she's busy right now. She's trying to wrap up and she's trying to get off of work. And I told her, she told me it was up until Monday. I told him, you know what, I already asked for Monday. And they said no. And she's telling me
they're
involved.
Yeah, I don't think she understands that this is an exclusive listing and how fast they go and, you know, the profitability of being there. But what we could absolutely do, if you like, is we could set it up now and then we could push the client interview out till Wednesday if, you know, that's the soonest she could be involved in it. I recommend that she does it Monday because the sooner she does that, the sooner the ball starts rolling, you know, or you could do the client interview on Monday, right? But if you want her involved, I wouldn't mind, you know, setting it up for Wednesday if that's the best timing for her.
Hold on. Give me one quick second. She's calling right now.
Sure.
Let me see if I could get her to join the call.
Yeah, I'll wait for you. No problem.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I have my girlfriend on the line.
Oh, good. I think that was a smart decision. Hi, my name's Tina. What's your name?
Lisa. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. I've been telling Tommy he's so lucky to have a smart girlfriend like you that's so good at marketing. That's awesome. I always say behind every good man there's a good lady, so that's so cool.
Thank you. Well, I feel it's good that he calls me to ask,
though.
That's good.
I know. Brownie points for you, Tommy. That's good. How many men do stuff like that and that you don't hear about it till afterwards, right?
I know. Yeah, that's so true.
Yep. Yeah. So what I was explaining to him is our company is called Local Splash. We're actually a data service provider to Google. And we only call out when we have an active listing that's even available on the first page. So this positioning, how it would differ from the sponsored ads on the first page of Google, is it would put OTC drywall on the first page in the local map section, which is the highest revenue generating section online. That's, you know, where when someone does a search, statistically speaking, 87% of people will hire from that section. Okay, so this will put you not only on the first page of Google, but we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So a lot of people don't realize this. You have a smart marketing sense, so I'm sure you know that that's a different platform, you know, when it comes up from like an iPhone or an Android or a tablet than it is from a regular computer. We're going to streamline it and make sure that he's found everywhere. So he'll also be programmed into that mobile platform, which in addition to the smartphones and tablets will also make him available from the voice activated devices such as Alexa. Okay?
Okay.
And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. So he said that, you know, you guys didn't have the business Facebook up and running yet. We'll help you get that up and running. And then you know how when people do a search online for pretty much anything, next time they go to their Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how those Facebook ads work. We'll make sure that if there's, you know, someone, you know, Googling for framing or drywall near me or different aspects of what he offers, then next time they go to their Facebook, they'll see an ad for OTC drywall popping up on their Facebook. And then you guys will have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll also see which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way, you know, everything's very transparent.
Is that only to the Facebook platform, or is it the other social media?
It's only through the Facebook platform. So you'll be on Facebook ads and the Google Maps, which is, you know, like I said, the highest revenue generating sections online. What I also did was I got my director to approve. We usually sell the sites for $400 extra, but we got that included for you at no additional cost. So if you want us to build the site out, we can do that on your domain. But he said you're also working on it. So if you want to promote the one that you're working on it when it finishes, what we would do is just put one up together for you that you could use temporarily until your site is finished. And then when your site's finished, we would remove the one that we built and put the one that you have on there. So that way the site will be in a position to actually get phone calls and to, you know, get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Because a website in and of itself can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yes, and regarding the keywords, are we able to provide or maneuver that list of keywords ourselves, or do we give those words to you, or you guys come up with those, or how does that work?
You can definitely pick them yourself. What I always recommend is, and I was telling Tommy this, is we would create a client interview for one of our technicians to call you on Monday. On Monday, they would go over all of the different services, the different areas that he services, and they would do, after that call, a little bit of research behind the scenes, and they'll see which keywords are generating the most revenue based on what he offers. And then at the end of the day, they'll email you and they'll say, okay, Lisa, these are the keywords that we're recommending for your business, but you're in the driver's seat. You can always say those look great, but I also want to add this one or that one. And then once you confirm it, then that's when they'll start programming those specific keywords in.
Okay. And do those have a limit as to how many we can choose?
They don't have a limit, but what I always tell people, you know, I've had someone ask me before, Tina, can I have 150 keywords? And the answer is yes, you can. But sometimes the more keywords that you put in, it'll start hurting your rankings. So an example of that would be, you know, we had a guy that we were setting up once, and he was a plumber, and all of his keywords were heavy in the plumbing, you know, leaky faucet, water heater installation, plumbing, you know, everything was consistent with his industry. And then out of the blue, he says, you know, I also do some painting and I also do some car detailing. Can I add those keywords? Well, yes, but if we add those, it's going to hurt him, because when someone types in plumber near me, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And if his company also has auto detailing keywords and painting keywords, those web crawlers get confused. They don't know, is he really a plumber, an auto detailer, or a painter? And then they bypass his listing. So, you know, I always say, you know, go with, you know, a good solid list of keywords that are all consistent in Tommy's category. Don't try to get anything too crazy that starts veering off in different directions, because that's aspects of keywords that could hurt you. But again, our technicians would always advise you of that before. If you picked one that might be a little bit questionable, they would tell you, you know, if you do that, you know, we would probably recommend not, but you can add it if you want to, you know.
Yeah. What about, does this work for both Spanish as well?
We can put on there, absolutely, that he's bilingual, and we can promote that he's, you know, deals with Spanish-speaking clients as well, you know. And we could even on the site put, you know, certain things in there in English and Spanish so that, you know, they can see it.
Okay. And when you guys built the website, if he decides to keep it for just the first month, what is the process for him to keep that website?
So I was telling him, since you guys already own the domain, if you use that domain, all you would have to do is cancel the program and keep the website and pay us $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So typically website hosting is $49, but I would put you guys into the corporate rate of $29 monthly, and you could keep the site and the content and the whole nine yards.
Okay, and what about extending that maintenance to a different company? Is that possible, or do you guys?
Yep. Yeah, so if you use your domain, you do that and it's free. You don't have to pay anything to transfer, you know, the web domain and put a new company on it. That's free because you already own the domain through GoDaddy, right? But if we bought a domain, let's say that you're like, Tina, I still want to work on otcdrywall.com myself, and I want to build out that site myself. And then let's say we purchase otcdrywallllc.com. And then let's say down the road he says, I want that web address too. I like that one too. Then he could do a one-time buyout of $99 to keep that new domain. But for you, I don't see why you would need a new domain when you already have one that matches your business name, you know. But I just want to let you know that's an option if we ever had to cross that bridge.
Okay. And as far as the maintenance of the website, for him to request, like, any changes, is there, like, a limit of how many changes he can request per month? Or
no, that's all free of charge. It's included in the package. And we recommend that. We always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, Lisa, the better results that you're going to get. So we don't mind if someone says, hey, I just sent you 10 before and after photos and now I have 15 more. I'm always like, great, we welcome that, because the more proactive you are and the more actual content you have, obviously the better results you'll get. There's also the other side of the spectrum that's like, hey, we hired you to do it. You do it. We don't want anything to do with it. And that's great. We'll do stock photos for them. But you're always going to do better if you have your own content and your own updates and you're proactive with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to bump you with a lot of more questions, but I just wanted to get the best feedback that we had. Your turnaround time for a ticket that he places for a change on his website, what would that be?
1 to 3 business days. Also, that client dashboard that I was talking about, Lisa, where you can go in and look at your results and the keywords and the zip codes that the clients are coming for, there is a tab in that client dashboard that says business information. If you click on that tab, you'll have capability to update the website on your site. So you can upload photos, you can drop and drag and rearrange the photos, put a new logo on there, you can change the description. Anything that you modify on that website, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So you could, you know, do something as simple as emailing us, or you can go on the client dashboard and actually make the revisions on your end too, if you wanted to, if that's easier.
Okay, and would he be dealing with one person? Is has any questions, or will he be having to call their number is dealing with several people?
Yep, we're a big company. We have over 200 employees, so he'll have an entire account management team that oversees his account. And so anytime you call in, anybody that has access to his account, they'll all have a well hands on, you know, all of the notes on it and everything that's taking place. So it's not like you're going to get some outside person that has nothing to know about, you know, the status of the account. You'll always get someone that knows exactly where the account is at and what type of updates you're making, because everyone has access to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if you have any concerns on anything. What's the catch? If he were to sign up today, what's the catch if he, let's say, canceled in a month? What, is there like a penalty fee?
Great question. No, we don't do any penalties or hidden fees or taxes or surcharges or anything like that. And just to let you know, Lisa, we don't have to, because we're not like a Yelp or an Angie's Leads, because those companies, they're selling that service to anybody and everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. With this, it's an exclusive listing on the first page of Google, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. So that's why we don't have to do contracts and we don't have to do cancellation fees, because we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis, right? Because nobody ever would cancel on profit, and I know you guys wouldn't either. You know, so we give you the opportunity to try it, track the actual results that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. You know what I mean? If you're ever not happy, you cancel, and, you know, you don't have any further charges. But, again, I know that that's not going to happen, because you're not going to want to when you see how well he's doing off of it.
Yeah. Are you able to disclose or share, like, any names of businesses that you do business with in El Paso?
Not specifically, because when a client is paying us to be on the first page of Google, they're expecting their phone to be ringing with new clients, not with potential clients that are looking to sign up with the program, right? So we have approved references on our website. You can go to our website and you can look at some approved references that have agreed, you know, to be references, but we can't just, you know, when they're paying us to get their phone ringing with business, we can't just expect them to take a referral call, you know, without getting prior approval from them. So, and we wouldn't do that to you either. If someone says, we want to talk to Tommy and see, you know, how well he's doing, we would say, no, not unless Tommy, you know, authorizes it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
But, you know, what I was telling him, because he disclosed to me a little bit about how much he had just spent with the other companies, which is a boatload of money, and it, with this, because I got the friends and family rate approved for you, and I got the setup fee waived altogether, it's boiling down to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business, and there's no contract. So you have that option to cancel at any time if you're not happy. And I always tell people to look at it like that, because when I look at it like that, I start thinking, like, gosh, for $8, I can't even take my little granddaughter to McDonald's anymore for a happy meal and a milk, you know? So for that, you know, it doesn't look like you guys are having to marry us or, you know, spend a ton of money. You know, it's kind of, you know, very, you know, less committal that way, I should say, when you can, you know, try it, pay that friends and family rate, and kind of base your decisions on the actual results, you know?
Yeah.
And I was telling Tommy, you guys will save a lot of money down the road in lead fees with those other companies, because sometimes people will put their leads on pause with Angie's and say, hey, I'll allocate some funds to try this. And pretty soon they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly off Google, you know?
Yeah. If he were to provide you with all the information that you need to get that website live, what is the ETA from your company to have that website live?
5 to 7 business days from scratch to get it up and running completely.
Okay. And is there like a prorated rate that's different if you were to handle the editing and modifying his website as opposed to you all?
What do you mean prorated?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that he can edit his own website or you guys can completely design it for him. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
correct. Is there a change of price? Is there a change of price if he were to take over?
There's not. The only difference is, you know, if he wanted to add his own content, he has the option of doing it from the dashboard rather than emailing the content. Because if you email it, then our technicians take it and we put it up on the site. But if you upload it through the dashboard, our technicians will still take it and update it on the site. So our technicians are doing all of the actual updates, but sometimes you're sending us extra new content that you want to have included in it. And the benefit of having the Google certified technicians doing it as opposed to, you know, just doing it on your end is that they're always going to make changes that will not hurt your rankings or the algorithm updates or anything like that. You know, sometimes people say, why can't I just update my site myself? Well, if we're promising you first page placement and then you go on there and you make some revision to a site that hurts your ranking and next minute you fall off the first page, you know, that's not going to happen because our technicians will always do the updating for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see. This price is for over 10 months. Is it locked in for a certain amount of time or will it be a fixed rate the entire time that he's with your company?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I would send him an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show him that he's getting everything within the platinum package, but he's only paying $249 monthly. And then once he acknowledges that with his e-signature, you guys are grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up.
Okay, that's good to know that there's not a rate increase.
I know. That's scary when there's companies like that they'll bring you in at a cheap rate and then 6 months from now they want you to pay double, you know? So we don't do that. We'll make sure that you're always grandfathered into this rate, whether he starts out slow and takes on 5 jobs in the month, or let's say he grows his business and starts getting bigger crews under him and more work vehicles and stuff, and he wants to take on 50 clients in a month. Either way, you guys are still grandfathered into that same rate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this price that you are offering him is available until when? Because he might need some time to think on it. Although I can see where it's going towards, but I just want to get that from you. Is it by the end of day two? Today or tomorrow?
Well, we're only open for about 23 more minutes, but what I was telling him is we have 40 mapping coordinators that are calling out, and as soon as we're disconnected, I'm automatically connected with the next highest rated company, and typically a position like this, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So it's just all based on availability. It's either going to be OTC drywall that's benefiting from the book of business in your backyard, or it'll be a competing company. Because in El Paso, you're a highly competitive area for what you do. Over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category, right? So that tells us that there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but currently, you know, he has a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. But because of the exclusivity, we have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada that for some reason they couldn't participate when we called out. Sometimes they call us back even within 30 minutes, and once the position fills, we don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them, you know? This is like beachfront property where everybody wants to own one, but there's only so many available, you know? And El Paso, I mean, we haven't even seen this category open for 2 years and 10 months. It's almost going on 3 years now that we've even had the availability.
Okay, so you're telling me you wouldn't be able to, or he wouldn't be able to get in contact with you on Monday and give you a final answer?
Correct, because on Monday, we're already going to have another company in this position. Now, if you called us on Monday and this positioning's gone, then we can sell you some Google paid ads, but you're not going to like those because they're very expensive. You know the sponsored ads that show at the top of the page on Google?
Yeah.
If you put in, plumber near me. Yeah. Yeah, they're expensive and they're constantly rotating on and off the page depending on what company's budgets are. So, you know, I gave him the analogy of if you spend $300 on Google Ads and let's say the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click, after only 10 people click on you, you guys would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So that's how those paid ads work. But with this, it's unlimited. It's, you know, the more people that click on you in the local map section of Google, the stronger your listing gets because the more relevant you're becoming to Google. So naturally, the better results you'll see.
Yeah. Do you know what your rating is for the Better Business?
It's A+.
I trust you. I trust you. It's just that I'm trying.
Yeah, we have a link to our Better Business Bureau on our website. I was showing it to him. Yeah, we're accredited with the Better Business Bureau. We've been doing this since 2004, which makes us pioneers in this industry. That's when, you know, local listings on Google first started becoming relevant. So that's why we have a premier partnership. There's only 7 companies in the nation that has one with Google, and we're one of them. And that means we have a support staff on site at Google. So, you know, for you guys working with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I appreciate your response, Tina. You know what? Let me tell you. I'm gonna go ahead and jump off and then call Tommy back right again.
Sure.
But yeah, I think he'll decide on this. But let me just jump off. So thank you for your responses and for clarifying a few things that we had.
Of course. Okay. So I'm going to send him a text with my direct line just in case we get cut off, just so that he has it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send it to him.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
There we go. You're welcome. Have a nice weekend, too.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello?
I'm still here. Hi.
Okay, hold on.
So sounds like,
real quick.
Yep, she's going to call you. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, Tina?
Yes, I'm still here, Tommy. Hi.
Okay. Okay, just one more quick question for me. To understand the domain, so I want to use my domain.
Okay.
And if I do end up canceling, I would still be paying $29
If you want to keep the content that we built on your site, so that's a website sample that I showed you, which was for the landscaping company, we're going to create a whole site for you, but it's for your drywall and framing, right? So let's say that you love the way that it's laid out and the content and you want to keep it, you can do that for $29 a month. But if Lisa says, you know what, I don't really care about the content, I want to build my own site, then you just have her go in and she takes our content off and she puts new content on there, and then you're keeping your site for free, right? But if you want to keep the content that we built, then you just pay us the hosting fee, and then we do the maintenance and the hosting of the site for you.
Okay, yeah, and you guys still keep, if I want more things added, they'll still be adding things on there for me?
Correct. Yeah, we'll still do the updates for you. That's included in the package.
No, but if we ended up canceling everything and I'm just paying the $29 for the domain, for the...
Yeah, they'll do a certain number of updates for the 29. So let's say that you send in a couple of pictures here and there or change a description here and there. Obviously, they'll include it. They're not going to charge you extra. But let's say that one day you call us and you say, we want to just revamp everything and it's going to take our technicians, so many hours to do it. Then obviously they'll say, hey, Tommy, there's going to be an added charge in it. But if you keep the site the way that we have it and then you're doing, a couple of minor revisions here and there, that will be included in the $29 package for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it then.
Okay, I'm so glad that you got her blessing on it too. She's a neat lady. That's awesome. So I think where we were at is we were already at the billing, and I don't know if I asked you this or not, but is it also the Lake Nasser address for the billing, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, that's going to be the one for billing.
Okay, and then go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
Hold on, I got the wrong card. Mm-hmm. So what's the total going to be charged right now?
Just $249 flat. There's no taxes or surcharges or anything like that.
It is 5172.
Got it.
7901.
Okay.
1243.
Okay.
2098.
2098. Okay. Expiration?
1229.
And the code?
910.
910. Now, does it say your name on the card or the business name or both?
No, this one, that's what I was trying to hold off because I wanted to go. I'm pretty good to deposit a check in the other one. This one says Oscar T. Carrillo.
Oscar T. Is Tommy your middle name?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
That's what I go by. We'll refer to you as Tommy, since that's your middle name, but officially if it says Oscar T, I just want to make sure it matches. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for Monday where we call you for the client interview. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
OTC Drywall, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Oscar Thomas Carrillo. Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Great. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then let's look at what's available on Monday for the client interview. Now, that appointment will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What would work best, you think, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Afternoon.
Okay, so... Monday is the 7th. We could do 1 o'clock, 4 or 5. Actually, there's a 3 o'clock too. 1 o'clock, 3, 4, or 5.
Let's do for Monday. Let's do 5.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour on Monday from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you're grandfathered in to the rate. So let me know, did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. If you open that text, it will say... click here to accept your subscription terms. When you open it, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. There's 3 boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third one shows that you are, it's a recurring charge. Once you click all those boxes, you can plug your name in. Please do it exactly how it is on the billing as Oscar T. Carrillo. And then once you, it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about the username and password right now, Tommy, because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is getting the pricing locked in. So if you see that username and password, that's a good sign. Then that means that it's actually gone through on this end.
Okay, well, what is my username?
Oh, if it's asking for that, that means it went through. The username is going to be your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, but the password is going to be in your welcome email. So let me refer to that and see what it says. Oh, it says the password is Big Social. It's all lowercase, all one word. So B-I-G and then social, S-O-C-I-A-L. And then once you log in the first time, if you want to change the password to something that you want, you can do that too. This is just a temporary password that allows you in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you're going to receive an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation that tries to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. Excuse me. So it's going to say, if you have a business license, send that. If you have a registration, send that. If you have an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with a Texas license plate. So I think there's like 7 or 8 suggestions in that email. Don't stress about having to send everything that's on that list. If you only have 2 or 3 things that are on the list, that's great. Just send over whatever you have because that will help the Google verification process go smoothly, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so other than that, you are all good to go. So welcome aboard. We will be contacting you on Monday around 5 o'clock, and I'm so glad that it worked out for you. So have a very profitable year with it, Tommy, and then have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And you have my number, too. I texted it to you. So if you have any questions or if you ever want to reach me directly, anytime you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. My name's Tina. And then if you ever wanted to call in and just speak with a technician, just hit option 1 on that same number, and then anyone that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Understood.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you and Lisa, and have a really great weekend, too, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good weekend, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.